Deagle operator.
Joined. Joined.
Oh, all belly red. 你挂着那边。
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Hello, Cheryl. Holmes here.
Hi there.
Heidi?
Joined.
Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you after that long drive?
Oh, fine. Seems like hours since we spoke, Heidi.
I think it has been. Who else is on the call?
Hong's on the call. Who else is on?
I can't hear anybody else.
Left.
Oops. Somebody left.
Happy Chinese New Year, Hong.
Oh, thank you. But it seems that it is difficult for you to hear me.
No.
I'm almost, yes, I'm speaking very loudly.
No, you sound fine, Hong. You sound fine.
Oh, okay. Now is exactly 5 o'clock UTC.
Do you need to go to class now, then?
No, this is now Chinese New Year. We are now in holiday, and there are 10 guests waiting in my living room. I'm now very rude. I'm not on the conference call. So we budget for 1 hour. I can only stay for this hour. I have to entertain my guests.
No, we understand perfectly. Sorry, I thought you were meaning that... That for some reason you were working, and I thought that was most unusual today.
Well, yes, of course. No Chinese is working today.
That's
very expensive for me to work. And actually, if I'm working in Chinese New Year, it means I won't have good luck in the whole year.
No,
this is our tradition.
Go to your business.
This is a tremendous sacrifice.
Join.
Hi, this is Nirmal from ISVK India.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Liz Ellenson from Pekai Sok.
Joined.
Hi, how is it?
Hi there. Hong was just saying she's risking bad luck by working on Chinese New Year, so.
Okay, well, welcome Hong.
Well, I know. I think she should leave us and go to her guests.
Okay. We have Holy Summit planning, so I stay for that part.
Okay, well.
The Adigo system is still dialing people.
Okay. Is Kathra Honor on the call yet?
I don't believe so. I've just Skyped him, but he says he's currently not online.
Well, I mean, you know, there's times when you just dial in and you're not on your computer, so that's not too tragic, I suppose.
Okay, and Kariatana says, ring, no answer. I think he did request that he was going to be on his mobile.
Okay. I just think it's pretty important that we get going as soon as possible. Yeah. If someone has a previous AP Rallo Skype chat, can they open it? Because I've lost all my bookmark chats, so I can't open any old ones. Is Pavan here?
I don't think so. Hong Kong is public holiday.
Right. Yes.
I thought there were six people here.
Yes, you've got Hong, myself, Hong, me, you, Heidi, and the Adigo call person. Who else is there? Oh, and India. So that's
Nimrod.
Yes. Nimrod is here as well. Nirmal, you're coming to the summit, are you?
I am.
Okay, well, Hong, so we do not hold you up more than we possibly can, because it is extremely rude of us to have a meeting on the Lunar New Year. So, would you like to? We shall, in the absence of a chair, I shall take control.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And we shall jump our agenda around. We have a quorum. We will ignore the adoption of the agenda for the moment. We'll ignore the action items other than the ones that are relevant to you and IDNs and the summit. So, Hong, if you would like to pick up on that so we can relieve you of being with us and you get back to the important duties of family and hosting as soon as possible.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. And thanks to all the colleagues for giving me the opportunity to speak first. For the summit planning, to my understanding, there are two most important issues that we should do. I saw the draft agenda sent by Heidi to the list. Yes, of course, the first important issue is a workshop. For Asia-Pacific region, I guess, IDN should trigger tremendous interest. But what is interesting is that on the present workshop structure, IDN will not be an independent topic. It will be assimilated with new GTLD working group. Even though IDN is not an independent topic, among five highlighted topics, I'm quite willing to work with the other colleagues on new GTLD issues. So I hope we can quickly form a task force or working group to work on this. And especially what we want to input. on the drafting documents on new IDN GTLDs. This is the first issue that I want particularly draw your attention to. The second most important issue at the summit period, of course, is the AP-RILO general meeting. I guess after Bali meeting, this will be the...
Delhi. We had Bali, which was pre-formation. Delhi was our first we had our MOU. So this is our second.
This is the second
after the MOU.
Right, yes. I guess we need to check with the staff of the bylaw, the operational principle, what kind of election we need to hold. Well, Sharu, I'm not clear about your term of appointment.
The terms of appointments for all the RALOs fall in line with the terms of appointments for the general meeting of ICANN in the October-November of each year.
Oh, I see. Okay, that will be good. Otherwise, we'll be in serious trouble. Okay, but anyway, I guess we should resolve the problem of vice chair. We have a chair now, but we don't have vice chair. Nomination period has been open for quite a long time. We received one or two nominations. I hope Katariana, our chair, could quickly proceed with the procedure, and hopefully the vice chair could be appointed over the period of summit general meeting.
Yes, I'm sure we can do that, Tong, but weren't we also going to try for two vice chairs?
Oh, it is a two vice chair in the operational principle or one?
It's one in the operational principle. We would have to do a resolution at the GA if we were to have two.
Oh, okay. Then we have more works to do.
Yes.
So in that case, I'm not sure whether the chair will open another nomination period or we are going to proceed with the present nominations. So I hope the staff could work with the chair to figure out the procedure. So we have a resolution in Mexico City. For the first one, well, Sharo, even though we met briefly in that 4 a.m. summit planning conference call, I'm not so clear about the final resolution on the structure of workshops. You may advise us whether IDN will be included in new GTLD workshops.
IDNs will be covered within the new GTLD working group. But IDNs have also got a place in the thematic, in the theme, the theme.
Shiva Subramanian.
Say again. Who is that concerning it?
Joined.
Yes, me.
Is this Karitiana?
No, it's Mustami.
Shiva Subramanian.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Shiva. Okay. It is.
Hi, Shiva.
Joined us. Is just discussing the matters of the IDN workshop. Fine. You want to put a small working group together? Is that what you'd like to have happen, Hong?
Oh, first of all, I want to know what kind of a job description for us and for me. I've been thinking about three things. First is the workshop organization. If it's not going to be an independent workshop, then I guess I defer this work to the new GTLD group. And secondly is drafting documents. Would there be independent documents on this? If it's not, it's only a section in the new GTLD document. And thirdly, there is a special session, this IDN tutorial. So I'm not sure whether this tutorial will still be held. is for the briefing of the summit participants to understand the technical and policy impact of IDNs.
Well, my understanding of when we discussed this at that meeting is that the briefing session will certainly be being held for the summit participants. So in reverse order, the answer to your last question is yes, absolutely.
Okay.
In answer to your second question, in terms of IDN statements being a small part of new GTLDs, yes, there will be a reason, and particularly from the APRALO point of view, to further the IDN's part of the new GTLD discussions, and that is one of the main drivers of having the briefing that we're asking you to do, the education of our summit people, so that they can effectively participate in that, and also to work within amongst our five main topic working groups within new GTLDs, IDNs in there. But we also have IDNs as a standalone, so that's IDNs in CCTLD and IDNs as a standalone issue, as one of the, if memory serves me correctly, Heidi, perhaps you can double check for me, as one of the thematic 60 to 90 minute sessions on the Sunday afternoon of the program you have seen, Hong. So the answer is actually yes, yes, and yes to all three of your questions. The 60 to 90 minute sessions, the 10 thematic
sessions,
today, staff, Nick and his staff will be contacting each of people, yourself included, Hong, whose names are next to each of the topics. Actually, it's eight topics, and we'll need to fill in two more. And we'll be double-checking exactly how they wish to proceed, if they wish to proceed, what support they need, what documents, what equipment, what setup, what speakers they'll be using, and what the outcomes are going to be. So you should get that communication in the next, I guess, shortly after your New Year break finishes. And most importantly, you need to be aware now that as of this morning's summit call, we will be moving half of the 10 themed workshops that we were going to be doing on the Sunday afternoon. These are parallel sessions. Half of them will be moved to the Tuesday afternoon after the General Assemblies. So I'm unclear whether or not the IDNs one would be amongst those, but if that was your preference, you should let them know. The other thing is we do have IDNs looking at the program for the ICANN meeting, which is an early draft that I have in front of me, though we're near finished. We certainly do have IDNs listed in Don Diego 2. Heidi, you've got a copy of that which Karen gave us, haven't you?
I'm looking at Cheryl, are you talking about our document or the one that...
I'm talking about the main one that Kieran has given you and I.
Well, again, I'm not sure of the current state, how firm those sites are at this point.
Yes, I just noticed scanning down, Hong, just to make sure that you and Shiva and anyone else who's assisting you in the IDN's work are aware that there are a couple of listed IDN sessions. There's one being listed in the 11 till 12:30 section on the Monday, which is, as far as I know, one of the main ICANN sessions. It's described as IDN session outline of issue and the weeks ahead. So we need to have our summit people ready to contribute to that mainstream activity.
Thanks, Raro. Thank you very much for the answers and information. For the Monday ICANN IDN meeting, I guess it would be fine. It is on Monday, not on our summit time slot. And I guess it is one organized by Tina. We briefly talk about that. Of course, I don't know what is the detail of the program. I guess she will send me information soon. For our meeting, thank you very much for your clarification. Now I know at least we have four works to do. The first two are the works with new GTLD team on the workshop and the statement. The other two, I guess Nick or other staff will communicate with us about the program. It's the IDN tutorial and IDN CCTLD fast track meeting.
Yes, actually, it's going to be KCA. Those are our meeting planners, and they're going to be working with you, as Cheryl mentioned, in order to gather the information that you will need, for example, the room requirements, the audiovisual equipment, etc.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Heidi. That would be good. In that case, I'd like to call my request for forming a working group on this. First of all, we don't need time, and secondly, we don't want to complicate the procedure. I will liaison with the summit planning very closely on the new GTLD part specifically. But I have one concern, Sarah. The new GTLD proof. Oh, well. What
joined.
Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
The new GTLD group is now very much dominated by North American guys. So I really have a concern whether the voice from Asia Pacific could be integrally reflected in the statement if IDN is only a component. But of course, if it is the only alternative, I work very hard with them. They have someone who are very persistent with their own will. I don't know whether they would listen to Asia Pacific. That is a serious concern, Sharon. But if we don't have choice, I'm willing to join them.
Well, you've got somebody from the Asia Pacific here, even if I have a very close.
They're all from the Asia Pacific. Holly, thank you for joining us. And I didn't return your call because I'm currently chairing this one, Kia Tirana.
Well, I know that, but I went back through past emails, got the right number, and joined.
Thank you. Hong, I could not agree with you more. The concern that, you know, stop all new GTLDs because we don't have compliance satisfactory with a number of registrars is a terrifying thought, and it's certainly one that I suspect smacks more of protection of the incumbent's financial position and control than it does of any meaningful globalisation of the internet and getting the next billion or two users onto it. The IDNs is an absolute essential part from Asia Pacific's focus, and the problem is, Hong, that we are now in a position, and the best I've managed to broker for us is to put an ALAC statement, an advice to the board, which will be outlining what we all agree with. And there are some of the points that have been raised with the specifics in the new GTLD draft RFP book, and then have individual RALO statements going in. I have had to, for very obvious reasons, stay at arm's length from the development of the AP RALO one, but the URALO one has come across my desk in the last 24 hours. And it goes, the URALO one goes to some, let me just look at it, some two pages talking about talking about why they do believe that new GTLDs do need to go on, and what their particular concerns are. I do know that AP Rallo had put together a fairly short statement as a response to Work Here Tirana, and many of you did. What I would like to think, though, Hong, is that we can beef up, expand or fill out that statement before we include it as the AP Rallo final statement to better reflect our desperate need for both CC TLDs being fast-tracked in the IDN world and, of course, the opportunity for IDN GTLDs. If you are able and Shiva is able to take that statement and perhaps expand it to better reflect our concerns, I am not going to be passing the ALAC statement to the board together for a next... I guess, how long do I have Heidi now? It's about another 13, 15 hours. I can get it done in the next day, I think it is. So I'm happy to have an expanded statement go in under AP Rallo's name.
Oh, okay. That would be a good. But I'm a little confused by the timeline. I mean the document that we are going to... rendered after summit or over summit.
Sorry, my error. Yep.
Oh, that what? Oh, okay.
I was talking about the current, the blue book, the feedback to the blue book on GTLDs.
Oh,
because, as you know, the Americans are calling to have new GTLDs stopped.
Yes. And hopefully they are not so insistent on this issue in summit. Otherwise, I really cannot agree with that and write it down in the statement if it's going to be one document on new GTLD. This is going not only to stop the off-key new GTLD, but also IDN new GTLDs. So what is the point for our work for so many years? We just want to stop it. So I guess it will be a very difficult work. So I'm looking forward to the challenges. Sharon, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, if you allow me. Can I have a little word on nomination committee? Because the deadline is proceeding. Can I?
Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you. The nomination committee is now recruiting the candidate for a couple of C's of leadership in ICANN. I do encourage our colleagues in Asia-Pacific regions, especially in AP Rallo, to apply for these C's. This year, the committee is recruiting three directors of board, three ALAC members, one CCNSO council member, and two GNSO council members. For the board member, I won't be very optimistic because the Asia-Pacific region is deemed to be very strong on the board already. We have a CEO from Australia, and we have the chair of the board from New Zealand, and two board members from India. So it's already very, very strong.
Apologize.
No, you have nothing to apologize. I don't believe there will be a couple of appointees from Asia-Pacific this year for the board. And we have special orientations for Latin American this year for the board. For ALAC, I defer to Sharon to advise me. And for the CCNSO, there's only one member. Last year, a CCNSO council member was appointed from Asia. So I don't believe this year it will go to Asia again.
Uh-huh.
And for GNSO, I do encourage people, our colleagues, to apply. GNSO Council for our AP Rallo and for our Asia-Pacific people is specifically weak in respect of participation. We have one German living in Cambodia and one Singaporean living in the United States who are working on the council representing Asia. This is very hilarious. So I do hope the real Asia, real Pacific, real Australia can really be representing our region. The deadline is proceeding. I assume, oh well, the timeline is quite messy. I guess, first of all, they are going to reconsider the old applications recycled from last year. The deadline will be the end of this month. But at the end of my protest, this is an Asian holiday, so it will be in the middle of February. For new application, this is approaching very, very soon. For new application, I guess that would be the end of February. So I do suggest people to consider about their application. Please visit the website. It's nomcom.icann.org. That's it. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Hong. And please do remember that we do one of those sessions, the 10-minute in the 101, the small briefing sessions during the summit is also going to be committed to the nominating committee?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. From the draft program, it seems it's a 15-minute briefing session. I've told Tricia, she was quite surprised, but I told him every minute over summit has been utilized. This is very precious time for us already.
I was wondering about that. I did see that there is now a NOMCOM briefing scheduled for Saturday between 14 and 14:15.
Well,
yes.
Carly had indicated that it was about a 10-minute presentation.
Oh, well, I guess Khalid got it wrong. Yes, there is a 10-minute presentation, but we hope there could be a Q&A for at least 20 minutes. People may have questions. So if it's only 15 minutes, I guess it's quite difficult to handle.
Okay, but this is timely to bring it up, Hong. Heidi, can you ensure that in our summit meeting tomorrow morning we go over this in some expanded detail and look at the opportunities for finding... Now, did you want an additional 20 minutes, Hong, or...?
Yes, I hope it could be a 30 to 40 minute session.
Okay.
So with a short presentation and a question and answer followed. So we still have communications, yes.
I can't possibly speak on behalf of the working group without talking to them, but rest assured that Heidi and I will make sure this is discussed in full, and the nominating committee will get the maximum time possible. Unsure whether you'll get a full 40 out of us, but we will find the maximum time, and if needs be, perhaps shuffle the position so it's before a break. So that perhaps people could continue their Q&A in a more informal way with a cup of tea or coffee or juice in their hands.
Oh, yes, that would be very helpful. Thank you so much.
No problem. Hong, is there anything else you need to cover with us before we stop being so terribly rude to your guests on New Year?
No, that's all. And thank you so much. Very nice to hear all of you on the phone. And wish you a very prosperous Ox year.
Well,
Ox year means
happy
good
year
luck.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Anything else that you want to ask my question?
I would like to encourage when you do have some time. I think it's important that you and Shiva get together on some of the work in preparation for the summit. When will you be available after your lunar holidays?
That would be next week. We have
okay.
A week-long holiday.
Okay.
Yes.
So can I leave it to you and Shiva to work out the time that suits you both? And be aware that I'm more than happy to be on a call, and I'll set up the Adigo call system if that makes it easier for you.
And yes, I hope Nick could join us.
I
know
sure
Nick is
sure I can
very
encourage
very...
Nick to join us.
Okay.
So
okay.
You look at a time that suits you both, and Nick and I, and perhaps Heidi, will fit in.
Oh, okay, great. No problem.
See that. That should make it easier. I'll leave that to you two. At the end of this week, you'll come back to us with a couple of dates and times, and we'll fit that in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Happy New Year to all of you.
Same to you.
Okay,
bye. Happy New Year, Hong.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Excuse me. Bye.
Okay. We can't get on the Pietrana, is that correct?
Left.
That was just the announcement that Hong's left.
Yes, I know that. I'm asking, yep. Can we get on to Pietrana? No?
No, they've tried to ring his mobile and no,
okay.
He's not answering, and I've given him his home number.
Okay, well,
number, so
bad things happen. We shall just power on. Now, back to the agenda. Unfortunately, Heidi, we need to be aware that we've got neither our chair nor our secretariat on the call, so it's going to be very important that the transcript of this call is used to extract some minutes. So any notes you're able to take while it's fresh in your memory could be most helpful, I think, on tracking this call, particularly with to do what we have to do with the GA and other summit activities.
Yeah.
Not normally your job, but we just got to pick up and carry what we can when we can. Action items from the last meeting. I should explain to everybody, I don't have ability to look at the wikis at the moment, so I'm going to ask someone who is looking at the agenda if they can have a read over the action items. Seeing as Hong Kong is on New Year holiday, I would think Pavan, who works and lives in Hong Kong, is also on holiday. I'm just responding to the call management people who were going to contemplate disturbing someone on a most important day of the year in that part of the world. So I think we just battle on and don't worry about trying to pick up people who aren't here already. We've got a quorum and that's all that matters at this stage. Okay, so has someone got the action items from the meeting of the 23rd of December in front of them?
Yes,
if so, could they please read it to the record?
The deadline for draft proposal sent for the Apollo General Assembly was going to be sent on the 30th of January, which was only 3 days after the next Apollo meeting. So it has had to be finalised before that. One item for the General Assembly could be the election of the new Vice Chair. Another one could be the recommendation and ALS program, so that if one ALS is registered, they can suggest more ALS to the Apollo. I'm just reading this. Getting an ALS network map on the Apollo site, because they wanted to see how wide the coverage was and where there could be areas where we could encourage more ALS to join. ALS could have a template on the Apollo site and register for their ALS status, quicker fast-track program. Heidi suggested getting more of the younger generation on ALS, so more new media like podcasts could be used.
Uh-huh.
Pictures of people in ALS with a 150-word summary of what they do should be done as well. Encourage more ALS to have a blog to communicate with their community. Hong and Cheryl were going to make their presentations at RGF for people to see. Heidi and Apollo staff to send the chair their roles and responsibilities.
Okay. I'm going to leave all those things that have got rather more to do with outreach, future planning and website work, including those that are related specifically to things we're going to be doing to the summit, until either another meeting or when we come to that part in the agenda where we're discussing summit matters.
Okay.
I will take up the matter on behalf of Hong and myself of the IGF presentations. All the presentations and feedback, reports from the workshop participants and workshop leads are being gathered together by the IGF for a closing date of the 30th of this month. So it will be after the end of this month that all of those presentations are available.
Oh, excellent.
So that's still an ongoing action item. We'll report back to the General Assembly. In fact, I would suggest
we probably should have it as a bit of a feature in the summit poster presentations where each ALS is asked to do a little bit about themselves. I would like to propose that we also do something about APRALO as a whole, and that could be quite something useful to put in there, the work, the amazing work done by Hong and now being carried on by Shiva in the work of IDNs, and of course the strong position we held recently at the IGF are two things that we could make quite a bit of work out of, I would suggest.
Cheryl, just to update you, the ICANN newsletter will, the next one, which is coming out in about a week or so, will contain an article by Hong on her IDN presentation at the IGF.
Excellent. Perfect. Right. That's fantastic. Okay. So is there any action item from that is not going to be picked up either because it's really outreach and future web work type stuff, or will come in under summit?
Perhaps that would be the last point, which is that I and the APRALO staff are to send the chair their roles and responsibilities. Cheryl, that's you, the chair of ALAC, yeah?
No, that would be the chair of APRALO.
Okay. Well, then, I'm sorry, but what is APRALO staff?
Well, the APRALO staff doesn't actually exist, except that Pavan is in fact a staff member of .Asia. So whilst Edmund's Hong Kong ISOC is the ALS, Edmund's ALS virtually, thanks to .Asia being generous, allow us to use Pavan as a permanent secretary service.
Okay, then thank you for that clarification. Then I will send Kariatana my roles and responsibilities this week.
Yeah. And if you like, I'm more than happy for, and I'm sure Vivek would be in the same mind, if you copy any of us, and you may as well include Su Wei in that as well, of course, in Vietnam, Lunar New Year is also being worked. I think it's the same days, I'm pretty sure, their holidays, and it's a very large public national holiday and a very family-focused time of this time of year. So we should note her apologies. From a cultural point of view, it would be, I think, almost impossible for someone in Vietnam to attend a call at this time of year. They certainly couldn't be travelling. They need to be at home and with their families. So we should also note her apologies as well as anyone else wrapped up in Chinese New Year for today's meeting. But I really think it's possibly quite useful if you copy to Vivek and to myself as APRALO reps to the ALAC and to Su Wei, so she's involved in all of that. And then we can ensure that action item is completed as we go through to our next meeting, and perhaps that could be looked at in the GA as well, which really brings us to the agenda for the GA, does it not?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no, staff announcements. What staff announcements? What would you like to announce, staff?
Announcements by staff, and that I've been doing this with every RALO call in every region, and that is just to remind everyone of the open public comments, and you can click on the link I've provided, but just to highlight that we have the Fast Flux hosting initial reports ending on the 15th of February, and also the inter-registrar transfer policy comments on the initial reports end the 30th of January. Just to update everyone on that.
And can I just say, from my perspective, and here I'm wearing my ALAC chair hat on, having Heidi work so closely with the RALOs and in the future, particularly post-summit, so closely with the ALSs and the individually identified ALS representatives is going to be a marvellous thing to get awareness back out at the grassroots level, which is where we want the comments and discussions to be coming from in the first place, in a timely manner. And part of what she's done now with this announcements process is going to go a long way towards that. So I'd like just to record my thanks for that, Heidi. That would be brilliant to keep that up and keep pushing it at us. any other announcements?
No, not under staff announcements.
Fantastic. Okay. The update on summit. We're having a summit. Some of you hopefully will have been invited. I would like to think that everyone in Asia Pacific has now got their travel organised. Is anyone on this call aware of any travel difficulties or visa difficulties for any of the at-large structures who are planning to attend the summit? Nirmal, have you had any problems?
No.
No, no.
Fantastic. Shiva, you're organised now. You had some issues at first. You weren't being responded to. Shiva, you're muted because you had a noisy line. You either star 7 to unmute, or if you do have a problem and you're on Skype, you can Skype at us. But basically, if anyone is aware of any existing travel issues, we have a number of people who are still having slight problems getting their travel and ticketing properly organised. But if you could please let us know as soon as possible. KCA is going to do the troubleshooting with BCD. All these letters, good heavens. Because we've had a number of people, Shiva from ISOC Chennai, that ALS included, that he wasn't responded to and deadlines were coming up. That's happened in some of the other regions, including parts of Latin America, and there are going to be transit visa issues and country of origin requirements for some of the Mexico visas that KCA will also help us through as well. To give you more information before I pass on to Heidi, who picks up all the bits and pieces that I fumble and drop with, we've had a core summit working group meeting today where we've further refined some of the programming. We have a main summit working group meeting tomorrow, and we will be looking towards, I would think probably by the end of this following week, through this following week, having a final agenda out for everybody. But what we need to be aware of from the planning purposes of all ALSs who are attending from Asia Pacific is that there is going to be a all-important poster session running on the Saturday evening as a getting-to-know-you ice-breaking and opening exercise. We'll have a little refreshments. We'll have a very short time between the end of our session on Saturday and what we're calling our opening and poster session. There will be some refreshments served, and there will be board members and other luminaries from ICANN walking up the road to join us at our hotel at the Millet. And in that space. And I believe it is, correct me, Heidi, the poster session is in the Millet, not the Sheraton, correct?
I believe it's in the Millet, yes.
Yeah, okay. Heidi keeps me on the straight and narrow.
Usually it's you, the same to me.
Tag, you're it. But what we're wanting in terms of a poster session is for each ALS delegate to come along with something about the at-large structure that they're from. So in the case of the Internet Society of Australia, Holly can bring along perhaps a couple of slides as a PowerPoint presentation, and that can run on a laptop as a sort of a kiosk or terminal where we can all put programs together. Any pamphlet material or any copies of information or reports that we've done that are relevant to either ICANN activities or perhaps in more general terms our cyber savvy report and things like that, basically to say here is what we are, this is why we're an at-large structure within Asia Pacific, this is the type of members we have, this is the type of work we do day to day, and within the work we do day to day, this tiny little amount that involves domain name structure and nomenclature, we work with ICANN and we've done this and this. Now, not all ALSs will be able to do that, and a real poster, you know, a piece of A3 paper up on the wall with a logo Ooh. Saying, you know, we're a consumer interest organisation that's become an ALS at this date, and this is what we want to do and why, that's equally fine. But it has been suggested by some of the other ALSs from some of the other regions that if some people are more virtual and what they have is website resources, that what we might do is set up virtually a little kiosk with sort of a rolling show of websites and opportunities to perhaps run a couple of little PowerPoint slides about key things from the at-large structures. KCA will be contacting each of the ALSs either via staff or directly, Heidi can clarify that for me in a moment, to see what equipment is required for that. So if you're bringing pamphlets, you might need a table. If you're having a poster, you probably will need a sticky board or something up behind the table. You may need a laptop to run an interactive PowerPoint or to show off a more extensive website. And from Asia Pacific's point of view, because we're so diverse, I think some of what was in our action items, the mapping and the tracking and the diversity of the network, if we were able to set that up before the summit, that's the sort of thing we could actually run as a little regional poster as well. What have I missed, Heidi?
I think you've covered everything on the issues of the working group topics and the poster, and yes, you are correct. KCA will be contacting people to coordinate the poster session issues in terms of materials, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And that also means if you've got something that's in local language, so Numa, let's say you've got something in the local dialect from your ALS, I think that's fine. We should be able to bring that along, and we should be able to get at least brief synopsis or summary points done up in English, if that's going to help. If things are in two languages or three languages, again, I think bringing them along is a very good idea. Is there any questions? Les, will you be able to do something from PIC ISOC? I think like ISOC AU, you have such an extensive website, you'd probably just, suggest we just loop what you guys have from all of your member countries go through as a sort of a looping presentation.
Not a problem there, Cheryl. I was going to bring some posters anyway. Posters are always good for static stuff if you can't be there, I guess manning a kiosk, etc.
Exactly.
We'll be trying to focus on the stuff we do for our annual PAC-INET conferences, which the next one of which will be in PNG. We move conferences around the Pacific, and I'd like to sort of show some posters and some stuff from our previous conferences, Cook Islands, Kiribati, etc., etc., where Vince came and participated and offered some excellent sort of input to us. Hello?
Okay. About the manning part, Les, what we will be doing, yes, they will be unmanned. The poster sessions, the posters will, whatever's set up, will be able to stay up. And so whatever it is should be designed to be run unmanned or static. But we will have staff in the room, so it will always be secure. And indeed, I think, Heidi, the suggestion was that some of the local staff could actually field some of the basic questions, help people navigate if it was, you know, to drill down a click or two through somebody's website, and perhaps, I would assume, have some contact or business cards that were available for people to collect for direct contact.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. So that's pretty much the summit at this stage. Is there any questions?
I'm not sure if you covered this, but just some of the formation of the working groups. They should now all have received emails or about their working group participation, and there will be the first draft. Of the statements developed this week. So the first teleconferences should be held, this week as well. And then the deadline for the second draft of the working group statements will be the 6th of February, and the final version will be the 13th of February.
And all our participant ALSs have received. Are we getting read receipts on these now, or how do we know they've received them, Heidi?
Well,
I've received.
Because on Friday, late last week, Nick asked Matthias to send it out. So I'm assuming I don't know whether he's done that or not. But it should be if you have not received them, then I would assume they should be in the next day or so.
Okay.
I can follow up with Matthias on that.
Just to double check, I know Holly's mentioned that she's got them. Has anybody on this call not received this invitation?
No, I've received nothing.
Oh. Sorry, who is this?
Liz here.
Can that be repeated?
Hello? Yeah, I have received nothing.
Yeah, same here. I haven't received. What are we talking about?
Nirmal, we're talking about the allocation into one of the five main working groups for the summit.
I haven't received that.
Okay. What it reads, to at-large staff, your sign-in details dated 27 January, and it says your Big Pulse sign-in details are as follows, and I won't read mine. And it there says you can sign in using your email address instead of your sign-in name, and then you click, and then... once you click, it opens up into you selecting, and I'll just click. You will then invite.
Okay. That is not through AP Ralo, is it? That is directly on the ICANN website.
It's an email.
To every individual.
Sorry?
It's to each individual. You should personally get one.
Okay, I've done that. Yeah, that is done. That I got.
Okay, and...
So has someone not received that email?
Tell me what the subject is or was, and I'll quickly open a search because my Gmail is not often that friendly for retrieving stuff.
The subject listing is your sign-in details, and it is to you. It should be to you, to your name.
Okay, I'm searching for sign-in details.
My problem, and Heidi, you could perhaps take this back to Matthias on this. My problem is the heading of these emails is exactly the same as every other darn Big Pulse thing these people have got.
Yeah.
There is nothing uniquely identifiable about this message.
Okay, well, I've got signing details from Nick regarding the second survey. And that's the 9th of January. I've had nothing since then. Negative.
Okay, I will take that back to Matthias and have him confirm or get back to us on that he has sent the messages to everyone.
And we really need
some
form of read receipt. We need some form of acknowledgement coming back to him that people have received them.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, we're wasting a week. Calls won't be populated.
Absolutely.
Drafts won't be done. And this is not going to work. So, no more getting back to you. Did you get one dated the 27th of January?
That is today. I got one 2 days ago. That was an email. I got a link in the email from Cheryl, I guess, to which I connected, and I got on the website of ICANN, wherein I have given my ID and the email, on which I received a confirmation, computer-generated confirmation from Wiki, and I have approved that. Apart from that, are we talking about something else? I have got a detail of group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, group 5, and what they relate to.
No, that is it. You've got the correct one then. Okay. That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Heidi, were the call details, dates and times established in this process as well?
I don't believe so. I have not seen the message that was sent out.
Okay. All right. Well, we just need to double check on a few things. And I would suggest that because each working group has a working space, which should have a wiki space and a mailing list associated with it. That's correct. You will be also receiving probably an invitation to a doodle, so you can select a set of preferred times on dates that are going to be offered for the teleconferencing, which Heidi indicated was going to be happening this week. And that leads to a first draft statement and then a second draft statement from then. Okay. Anything else on those working groups then, Heidi?
No, that's it. I will get back to you on this. I'll write Matthias a note immediately after this call.
Okay, so by my reckoning, we've now looked at the issues of the Summit Working Group Wiki, the working group topics. You've got your five topics, and we were doing our very best to make sure people were put in to at least one of their top two. Formation of operation of the working group. We've got the dedicated wiki space, dedicated mailing list, and a plan for a teleconference and a first and second draft timetable.
Mm-hmm.
The deadlines Heidi has covered with you already. Is there any other discussion on that agenda item? If not, then we need to move on to, or in the case of what Hong has raised earlier, back to the agenda items for the APRALO General Assembly, which needs to be agreed by the end of this month. Hong has reaffirmed the matter of vice chair elections. I have raised the point that we would need to have an agreement, a vote, and allow for proxying for those who are not going to be attending in person or remotely. For the discussion of formalising a two vice chair position. At the moment, our rules of procedure call for one vice chair, and our experience in the last couple of months are that we would be better off with a chair and two vice chairs. We need to recognise that that may mean that, depending on discussion with staff and the chair of APRALO, that we may have to have a second call for nominations. But we have, I gather, two people who've offered themselves to stand as vice chairs. Is that correct? Well, we'll double check on that. Hong indicated, I thought, that it was two people. And it would be quite reasonable if we have two vice chair positions, one able to be formally voted on at the meeting before the change of operating procedures, if we could appoint the second person at least as an interim appointment whilst a formalisation or ratification process goes on. So we'll need to just dot the I's and cross the T's on the formalities of that. Is there anything else we need to have put on our general assembly in terms of formal changes to the memorandums and articles of our association or not? We need to formalise our proxy system. That needs to be on the general assembly. It's gone through an informal online vote and agreement, but it would need to be finally accepted at a general assembly. It had a core 8 vote for in principle support, but that would need to be finalised. And the form of proxy, which was also distributed, would need then to be appended to our legal documents on the ICANN site. And the change of quorum needs to be finally formalised, and the change in our articles on the ICANN site needs to be matched up with that. Is there anything else, Les? You've been on these calls for a while. Anything else you can think of that we need to do in terms of General Assembly business?
There are two things that I want to clarify or suggest. One would be with respect to what is the procedure which we are looking at? Are we trying to formulate a procedure for the adoption of a new ALS application? That is point one. And then the second one is, will there be a mechanism, like other RALOs are formulating a mechanism for the review of ALS representative on ALEC, that whatever business the ALX representative put on ALAC, is taking up with the ALAC should be discussed and disclosed, and you know there should be a periodic check or a kind of a review what activities have been undertaken by the rep at the ALEC meeting. I would like to put these two points have not been discussed earlier as a matter of agenda for the summit.
Well, the first one is non-negotiable because the RALO has no control at all over how ALSs are or are not accepted. The standardised form and requirements is set by the ALAC itself and with the agreement of ICANN. So no RALO has the ability to change how an ALS is accepted, under what system an ALS is accepted, or under what criteria an ALS becomes able to become an ALS.
But so, can there be a negative? Can there be a negative covenant over here in the sense that we cannot restrict it, but can there be negatives that if an ALS is such as conflict of interest or other things, if ALS is breaching those, then we can actually veto it out in case required. Like, how can we have a control on that?
What you're asking then is not how one becomes an ALS and how one is maintained as an ALS, because that comes under ICANN bylaws. But rather, is there in fact a way of ensuring that a non-performing ALS is able to be, first of all, remedially worked with, and secondly, removed from the register of ALSs, if that is the desire? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that is a level two. I'm talking about both the levels. How they enter, if they at the time of entering, is there certain criteria which if they do not satisfy, in the sense that on a negative covenant, if they breach conflict of interest.
Yep. No, I'm going to ask Heidi to make sure that in the minutes of this meeting, the link to the only criteria that we ask ALSs to meet. Is put in, because I think it's important that we're all aware of that. There is no basis for something like conflict of interest to come in terms of having an ALS registered, becoming certified by ICANN as an ALS, there is only one opportunity for the region when it gives its regional advice, and the regional advice is given by the Secretariat and Executive of the RALO, depending on how they choose to do it, they may or may not seek to have that discussed at one of the meetings. It has been our habit within Asia Pacific to date for the aspiring ALS structure to be discussed in agreement. We as an ATLA at one of the ALS APRALO meetings all have said yes, we do agree with the advice and the due diligence that's done, but there's no opportunity, because how would one measure something like conflict of interest? You either are representative of individual internet users or you are not. So if you were a registry operator, then you don't qualify to be an ALS. If you become a registry operator, then your status of an ALS would no longer be certifiable, because you wouldn't fit the criteria. But we can only measure against the agreed criteria, which is an ALAC and an ICANN thing, not an APRALO one.
Okay.
But if you'd like to discuss this further under general business in the General Assembly, to perhaps make clear what some of your fears or concerns are, then that can be taken forward from the General Assembly to the ALAC, and the ALAC, who are the only people who can actually do anything about this, can discuss it.
Okay, that would be fine. After I read the link, which Heidi will be putting up in a minute, I would like to comment.
Very important. Since your group and our group became at large structures, the core criteria, the mechanisms, and the pathways for becoming a certified at-large structure have changed. But that involves the change of the bylaws within ICANN to allow that to happen, and it's quite a complicated thing. It's not something that a RALO can actually interfere with. If we have concerns, however, we can raise it up via the ALAC to see what we can do about those concerns. And those things changed in the Los Angeles meeting 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's probably important you look at that link just to make sure that some of the problems aren't not problems anymore. And finally, to your other point, where you were referring to other regional at large organisations looking at some form of audit or otherwise of feedback of how their ALAC representatives are performing. It's been the habit, we did it in Delhi, to have a 360-degree review of our ALAC representatives from APRALO, and I would have assumed that was another thing that would go on the General Assembly agenda for this meeting anyway.
Okay, great. That's it for me.
So, if that isn't on the on the GA Assembly, I believe it should do.
So that would be an ALAC audit.
A review. Have a look at our Delhi agenda, and use the wording for the ALAC the APRALO representatives to the ALAC. Both Izumi and I were peer-reviewed in Delhi, and I would assume it's appropriate for us to be peer-reviewed again in Mexico.
Yeah, that would be good.
So I would think that's something that goes on in every General Assembly from now on, for at least APRALO. But when you say others are starting to do that, if others are starting to do it, it's because APRALO did it first.
Okay.
So So anything else to go on the GA? In terms
no,
of,
not from me.
In terms of formality. Les, you were saying something?
No, I was saying nothing, actually. I was saying that I had nothing to offer in terms of you covered, I thought, all items in great breadth and depth during this, and congratulations.
I just get lots of practice. Okay, now in terms of a placeholder for what I'm hoping to be looking at it, I would think almost the second last item that we will be actually spending time on here. So we should be finishing promptly. And that's the recent activities of the ALAC. ALAC activities, if you follow that link from our 13th of January meeting, the most, and I'm not going to read them out, the most important thing is to note that since Heidi has come on board, we have made a few changes to help the regional meetings feed in better to the ALAC meetings. And in fact, AP Rallo has been disadvantaged, so I've sort of been arguing and, strangely enough, getting my way, that it's all very nice for the ALAC to have its meeting on the second week of the month, but we meet on the fourth week of the month, and that was disadvantaging us in two ways. We weren't hearing about things that were going on at the ALAC meeting, you know, until 10 days or so later, and quite often deadlines will have passed before we're having our meeting, and being given the opportunity to feed into an ALAC meeting promptly just wasn't happening. When I became an ALAC representative for AP Rallo, I used to copy at least a short version of our meetings across to the ALAC meeting site. There were some complaints about the amount of time it took to review all of the reports that were coming in, and that habit was moved away from by request. We've now gone back to that, but not so much that the reports will be read, but rather than in each ALAC meeting, there will be a link where AP Rallo can upload from its activities, its meetings, and any of its concerns that have come up in the months prior to the meeting, a report, say what they've been doing, say what we are concerned about, say what comments we various ALSs have put in, so that will be linked across to the ALAC meeting. What it means is that the ALAC itself and the other RALOs have no excuse to not know the work that we are all doing in our own RALOs. So there's a little bit of cross fertilisation there. That now means that ALAC will be no longer meeting in the second week of the month. The ALAC will be meeting in the fourth week of the month, and they will be meeting after our monthly AP Rallo meeting. So from the March meeting on, because in February we'll all be in Mexico together, from the March meeting on, we will be in a position to perhaps have a resolution go through, or a discussion which raises a concern or an issue in this monthly meeting, and for me and Vivek to take it on to the AP Rallo meeting that will be happening either later in that day or on the weekend following our fourth Tuesday of the month meeting. So this is a huge step forward for AP Rallo to have a proper and equitable feed in to ALAC activities, and I'm very, very happy to report on that, and to thank Heidi most sincerely for her support in herding us all and getting all the RALOs to have meetings that have now established and at fixed monthly times, so we can do this shifting around. Are there any questions on that?
No.
If not, I would suggest that the standing item on recent activities of RALOs by Heidi, there's links there, and I would encourage each of us to take the time to have a look at that. But is there any particularly important thing you wish to highlight, Heidi, before we move on to the next agenda item?
No, I think that in the interest of time, basically all the RALOs are doing pretty much what you're doing right now, is talking about the summit and their GA agendas. And just I'm just thinking the year RALO, they did talk about the idea of putting together their particular submission for the new GTLD guidebook, which they're doing.
Well, actually, that's done. I've received, as ALAC chair, I've received their copy today, and we have spoken earlier with Hong about the necessity to expand our current one with a little bit more work on IDN.
Okay.
And that it's important that that we do. If I don't get that in before I need to pass that on to the board, I will contact Hong and just make sure that gets set up, beefed up a little bit. But because Kiasrana wasn't able to join the call and Pavan wasn't on the call, I think we'll have a Skype chat with the secretariat and the chair anyway.
Okay. So in the next few meetings, do let me know if these links are useful for the summary of the various RALO agendas, or if it would be more useful just to have a few bullet points on this agenda of what the key points discussed in the other RALOs have been.
Yeah, I think that's going to, post-summit, when all the ALSs and the ALS reps know each other and we all feel that we can sticky beak into what each of us are doing, I think that's going to be incredibly useful. And the other thing is, of course, individual ALSs. So Les Pick ISOC could be putting up a short report and a link to anything they've done and that is reporting on their website that's relevant to things that are within the ICANN remit onto the AP RALO site and become part of the AP RALO monthly report and of course feed out into the ALAC and the ICANN world that way, and the same would go for ISOC IU, for ISOC Chennai, for Nirmal's group, for the Arab Knowledge group, all of these things. We're trying to actually get a two-way network, but all of this is going to be discussed in greater detail in the summit, and of course we'll have a lot more energy to put into it. Bringing us to item six of the agenda, updating the AP RALO wiki pages, including the regional leaders page, it's really rather sad that it is so out of date. Would you, Heidi, like to share with us officially at AP RALO about Gazella and what her role is going to be?
Yes, she's joined us just, I think, a week ago, and she's going to update all of our working wikis. For example, I've just seen that Carrie Tana sent about 2 hours ago, the link to the regional leaders for AP RALO, and they are actually up to date. But that is just one of many wiki pages, and most of them are, as Cheryl said, very much out of date. So she's going to be working with us to ensure that they are all up to date, the links work, the attachments are up to date. So when we are able to use these wikis, we can be assured that they are up to date and of most recent information.
Thanks for that, Heidi. Can you also share with us, assuming that you have in fact had the meeting with the web design people, the new at-large web page, where I would like to think that's the portal that all the ALSs will start, entering our world via that page, then drilling down to the regional page and then down to their at-large, to their ALS microsite once that's set up. That also is going to make a much more interactive much more user-friendly space for us to work in, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, we have had one initial meeting with our web designer, and I've seen the framework, but I have not seen the actual way that the web is going, the site will look and how it will function. But I believe it's going to be up by the end of the month or early in February.
It's the intention, I believe, for us to have at least a beta version to be working with when we get to the summit. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's important about that for each of the ALSs in Asia Pacific is because it's using a Drupal system, it means that we can take advantage of any local language systems that are in existence. So many of us can actually select to work in Chinese if that's our wish, or certainly the UN languages. But I was under the impression there was about 20 or 30 languages that the web page should be able to manage. So I'm hopeful that will include at least most of the or some of the main language uses out of the Indian subcontinent and other parts of Asia. Certainly what we've been pushing for, but that should make a big difference to particularly Asia Pacific, where of course we have so many scripts and languages to deal with. But more on that when we gather together for the summit. And whilst we're speaking of the summit and web pages, Heidi, could we ensure that the link to the test version of the summit wiki is included in this agenda page and in the notes from this meeting? Because I know at tomorrow's summit meeting they will be probably finishing off and it'll become a non-test wiki. But every single ALS and every single ALS delegate going to be involved in the summit in Mexico has a small space that's going to be devoted to them and indeed their at-large structure, where links to your ALS can be put. We would like a current image of you uploaded and a little bit about yourself. If you look at the test wiki, you will see that at least the AP Rallo part of it is now accurate, and I suspect it was me getting on to Pavan and Kietarana last week to suggest that I'd modified the test wiki to be accurate. Perhaps they should modify the main wiki site to make the leadership proper that might have resulted in that recent change, Heidi. So it'll be a good opportunity for us to get to know each other before we get to the Mexico summit. Certainly the use of the ICANN wiki for that will mean that each of us have the capability of running a blog, and each ALS can also run blogs, and that's something that we've discussed in our prior meetings. So it picks up in one of our action items anyway. Is there any questions on that?
Which is the URL? It's obviously on the ICANN, the next.icann.org. Is it?
No, it's not. It's not. At the moment, it's actually in a test site, and it's icannwiki.org. And Heidi will make sure it goes up onto the site.
Actually, I've just added it to the agenda. So for those of you who want to refresh if you're on the STICANN Asia Pacific workspace for this meeting, you can see I've just added it down under point 6. You'll see it's
Thank you very much.
See that?
And if I can,
excellent.
Les, what will happen tomorrow as a result of tomorrow the summit working group signing off on it, we'll tidy up the general look and feel, and we'll make sure that there's a blank space for every delegate and every delegate ALS.
Thank you very much. Great.
Carol, your photo is quite large now. Take a look.
Very exciting. And if you drill down to me, you'll see the sort of things. You get your own page and then, you know, you can continue on. So,
Carol, you're the first person there.
Well, of course I am. I'm important. Oh, I shouldn't say that. That's very naughty of me. I'm just in a disgustingly good mood. Okay. Any other business?
Just a quick question. I note that the next AP Rallo conference call is currently scheduled for the 27th of February, but of course we'll all be in Mexico or arriving in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So, Cheryl, did you say that that meeting, the next one, will actually be in March?
Yes, it will. No, in terms of the March ALAC meeting will be after the March AP Rallo meeting. But what we normally do is in a face-to-face meeting, ICANN meeting, we hold our monthly meeting during that time. So our monthly meeting will become our General Assembly time.
I see.
So we will have shifted from the 27th to the 2nd, whatever date it is. What is the date of the...
The 3rd? Let's see. Tuesday.
The GAs are on the Tuesday, which I think is the 2nd or the 3rd, isn't it?
It's the 3rd. It's a Tuesday.
Yep. Okay. In fact, most people will be actually travelling on the 27th. If they're attending the summit, they'll probably be in the air.
Okay, so they're held during the GA.
They are indeed. In this time it's held during the GA. When we're not having a general assembly, what we usually do, Heidi, just so you get used to the bizarre methods of AP Rallo, because there's so many AP Rallo people who are also leads in other parts of ICANN, Hong's there from NOMCOM, obviously the ALAC people are there, but we have Pavan and Edmund are there because of doing Dot Asia. We usually have at the same time, so it's the 0400 or 0500 UTC time, we hold a hybrid face-to-face and teleconference. Now, that means that in Los Angeles, we met in a meeting room at midnight, I think it was. I think we went from midnight to 1 a.m., but that meant that it was the right time for our AP Rallo meeting. And we did the same we met, I think, at 6 or 7 a.m. In Cairo.
Okay.
So AP Rallo just moves it to match in with the ICANN, in the week of the ICANN meeting, but at the time and date closest to our normal monthly one.
Thank you.
And with February, that's always a problem, so this time it's going to be the 3rd, and that should be minuted. There is one other thing that we need to put into the General Assembly. This is a piece of any other business I'm bringing to the table without... any apology at all, because it only came up in this morning's call, the Executive Committee call, and that was that during our General Assembly, it would be extremely useful for a couple of opportunities in our schedule for other ICANN matters to be discussed. One of them is a matter of registrar and registry, but usually registrar, non-compliance with the registry agreement. This comes to consumer issues, and we're going to have a different time for the services staff, mental blank. Stacey's her name, and the services staff, the compliance staff in ICANN, to spend about 5 or 10 minutes within each of the General Assemblies to discuss with us as a region, do we have any concerns, consumer issue concerns or worries about compliance with the RAA. So we need to be prepared for that, and we need to have that in our GA agenda. And The other matter is during our GA agenda, the very important issues in terms of outreach and how we're going to, within region, work with the policy development, with the new GNSO structure, with the opportunities for joining more working groups than we could possibly ever need or have time to do. And that's the other item that I would like to propose goes on to our General Assembly conversation. Are there any other items, now you've heard those, that you'd like to bring forward to consider to be put on the GA agenda? If not, then it is my absolute pleasure at exactly the 1 minute after the proper time to call this meeting to a close, to say how very much I look forward to seeing you all face-to-face in Mexico. And I'm fairly confident and I sincerely trust that I will pass my next 360 review, but I do look forward to any comments or criticisms that you wish to bring forward during that process. It's a little difficult for Vivek, obviously, because he's only recently joined us, but I've been there coming up for my second year, so there should be plenty for me to learn and for you to discuss with me. So if anyone wishes to correspond prior to my grilling, I'm more than happy and more than available. Heidi, if you can bludgeon some notes out of this, you and I will need to get in contact with Kietrana and Pavan and... and make sure we get all the details put together and particularly properly followed up for the GA.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye for now. Thank you all.
Thank you, Cheryl, very much for chairing.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Cheryl, for chairing. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Heidi. Left.
Holly Reich.
Left.
Nirmal.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Les Allenson from Pekai Sok.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.